right. Wonderful to be with you all. If you take your Bibles, please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to start in verse 23. Apologies, I brought my travel Bible, so I have to bring it up a little higher. It's much smaller. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23 says, I'm going to be reading out of the ESV for most of the fellowship. It says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. We know that by the we've been saved from the law. Right? Jesus Christ fulfilled the law, every jot and tittle of the law, and made available the new birth spirit. We have sonship with our Heavenly Father. We have spirit, eternal life. We're seated in the heavenlies. We are complete, and nothing can separate us from the love of God. Today, as part of this administration, there is no need to adhere to the law any longer. Therefore, all things are lawful, but we read here in 1 Corinthians 10 that there is a reality that not all things are profitable or build up. Other translations use edify. Right? Edification literally means to build up. In Matthew 7:24, you can read about the wise man builds his house upon a rock, right? And there's a song, right? And he also builds his house on the sand, and that does not go well. It is literally to build up, as if one would build up a house. Edification is also used in the scriptures figuratively, to not physically build up, but instead to build up someone in their mind. It's in the mind or in the spirit, right? It is building up, promoting growth, development of that individual. So here we read, we'll read again, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up or edify. So if we know that not all things are profitable and not all things edify or build up, that would indicate that there are profitable things, right? And there are things that edify or build up. So let's look at a couple of those. We are going to come back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, so you can leave a ribbon here, steal a pencil from your neighbor and stick it in here, take your finger and put it there and ask them not to move it. But we're going to come back. But for now, let's turn to Acts chapter 20. So understanding the reality from God's word that there are profitable things, there are things that edify, and there are things that are not profitable, things that don't edify. Let's look at the things that do edify, do build up. And in Acts chapter 20, we'll go to verse 32. And it says, and now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified. We're jumping in right in the middle of a record here where Paul is teaching to a number of leaders of a church. What is stated here is a wonderful reality that God and his word builds up. It is something, not all things are profitable, not all things edify, but something that does edify is God and his word. Take a look at Jude chapter 1. All the way in the back of your Bible, Jude chapter 1. If you go to Revelations, you've gone too far. If you get to some type of index, you've gone way too far. In Jude chapter 1, verse 20, it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. Not all things are profitable. Not all things edify. But some things that are profitable, that do edify, is believing God's word and prayer in the Spirit, which we know from 1 Corinthians is speaking in tongues. So there are many things. There are some things that are not profitable. There are some things that do not edify. But there certainly are things that edify, right? God, his word, speaking in tongues, believing his word, right? So let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and keep reading in that record. Now that we better understand that there are things that are profitable, there are things that edify. Hopefully this will connect to what we've been looking, you all have been looking at in the fellowship, because it goes beyond just you. So again, we'll start in 23. All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor. The Working Translation, Journey Through Acts and the Epistles, translates this verse, let no one seek for that which is profitable and edifying to himself, but to the other. In understanding that not all things are profitable and edifying to yourself, there are things that are not profitable and edifying towards others, and the scripture indicates what we should be seeking for is the edification of others, right? As a party of the body of Christ, as Tim shared from the scriptures, there should be the desire and the work to building each other up, right? You can build yourself up, right, through believing God, through considering the scriptures, through speaking in tongues, but the wonderful realities of the one body is it's not just us. Right? We are a member of a body, and we could choose to edify one another, build each other up, help towards growth and development. Let's look at one way we can do that. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Flipping back a couple pages, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Says, now concerning food offered to idols, we know that all of us possess knowledge. This knowledge puffs up, but love builds up, right? How true is both of those things? Knowledge puffs up, right? When you think of something, you think of a balloon. It puffs up, puffs up, puffs up. Is that a constant or is that a short-term reality? Right? It's a short-term reality, right? If anyone's ever seen a balloon, the puffing up of a balloon is a short-term reality, right? But what we see here is that the love of God builds up. It edifies, right? You have the opportunity to not have a short-term benefit, like a puffing up that may or may not have any substance, but you could build up. You could choose to edify. You could choose to help someone else in the body of Christ grow. And one of the ways to do that is the love of God. Right? Another way is something we experienced this morning, right? The utterance manifestations. We know that speaking in tongues edifies the born-again one who's doing it. Speaking in tongues with interpretation. Prophecy are both words of edification, exhortation, and comfort, right? If you would choose to do that in a believer's meeting, you would bring forth a message that edifies, exhorts, and or comforts. Now, is that edification automatic? No, right? There could be someone who hears it and goes, eh, right? Edification requires believing, right? You must actually believe the thing, right? But it is available. You as a born-again one could operate the Spirit of God in a fellowship meeting and bring forth edification, exhortation, comfort if one would believe the message that were spoken. And what does it say in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, right? The born-again one should seek to excel to the edification of the saints, right? When it comes to the utterance manifestations, one should seek to excel. Why? So that the body of Christ could be edified. It could be built up. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, It says, Ephesians 4, verse 15, rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way unto him who is the body, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joint and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow up so that it builds itself up in love. That is the purpose of the body of Christ, right? To help each other to grow. Each and every member of the body of Christ, which means each and every one of you, have a role within the body of Christ to build each other up. Now, does this say you should do that only towards those who are having a rough day, right? If someone is having a rough day, someone is kind of worn out, should they be edified? Yeah. If someone's having a great day, should you choose to edify them? Yeah, right? When you think about building up, it's not just like a renovation, right? Look at that house. It's kind of struggling. We need to build that up, right? We got to renovate it. Well, yeah. But the reality of the body of Christ is we can all edify each other. Someone having a great day, great. Speak God's word to them. Love them with the love of God. Build them up. The desire is growth. The desire is their building up, their profit. We can do that for each other. Having a great day, having an okay day, having a rough day, we can build each other up and choose to do so. We've already considered we can do that through the love of God. The word of God builds up, right? We can operate the manifestations. As a member of the body of Christ, we can choose to edify our brothers and sisters. Take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to start in verse 8. It says, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for the helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. In light of the realities of the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did, we should be encouraging and edifying one another. Now, isn't it cool that they were already doing it, right? In the Thessalonian church, they were already edifying and encouraging one another, right? As parents know, you know, when you repeat something that they're doing, it's kind of important, right? You repeat yourself in areas of importance. Someone's already doing something, normally like, all right, they got that. We're going to fix these five other things, right? No, this was of such importance. They were already doing a good job, but there was still a reminder to do more. Right? That shows the emphasis God put on this action within the body. They were doing it. Good job. Keep doing it because it's vital and important within the body. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you're already doing. Couple more. Let's look at Romans chapter 14. Isn't this exciting? Isn't it wonderful to realize what we can do within the body, the effect we can have on each other around us? When we have those interactions with each other, we could choose to be one who builds up, right? One who helps someone to grow and develop in the things of God. We can do that by doing the things that edify, right? The Word of God, helping them to believe, acting in the love of God. All those things the Scriptures have said, edify, build up. Mm-hmm. Romans chapter 14, verse 16 says, so do not let what you regard as good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Whoever thus serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual uplifting. right? Not all things edify. Not all things are profitable. But as we've considered, there are things that do. So what should we do? Let's pursue what makes for peace and mutual upbuilding. That is the that should be the goal when you have a fellowship and joining together, the building of each other up, right? Let's flip over one more. Look at Romans chapter 15. When you start looking at this topic, and I really encourage you to continue to look at it, you can see how much edification occurs. Because God's desire is that the born-again one would build each other up, would build themselves up through believing God's word, through speaking in tongues, to the end that they could greater walk with and for him, right? That's the goal of this, is that we would walk with and for our Heavenly Father serving him. So the more we're built up, the more we're encouraged, then, in situations arise, we would make the free will decision to do what the word of God says. Romans chapter 15, verse 1 says, we who are strong have an obligation obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. As we are ones who might be having a good day, right, mature in the things of God, we could choose to build up those around us. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For Christ did not please himself. That's quite a comparison right there, right? Who's the example always? The Lord Jesus Christ, right? Did he please himself? No, right? He pleased those around him to the extent of giving his life so that we could have life this day. For Christ did not please himself, but as is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former times was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. He is a God of encouragement. Verse 6, the goal is that we would be all with one accord in Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? As we choose to build each other up, as we choose to help each other to grow, to the end, who would get the glory? God, right? That is the goal, right? Not that I can say, well, I've been built up so much and so big. No. You're built up. You're encouraged, you're growing, so that you could make those decisions to serve God to the extent that God gets the glory, right? Because that is the goal. The attention and focus should be on God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we edify ourselves through believing his word, through operating the manifestations, when we choose to edify one another through the love of God, through helping each other to believe God's word, through the utterance manifestations, we can encourage and grow up as a body, as the body is designed to do, to the end that God gets the glory. All right. Thank you for having me.